Hello, welcome to another episode of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. This is our 312th episode, and I am your host, Daniel Gregory. Thanks so much for joining me. Hope you are doing well, that you're safe and sound, keeping everybody around you safe, wearing your mask still, and that you're also getting a chance to do out something creative and something fun and keep those, you know, creative juices flowing. So I hope you're having a good week with that. I wanted to talk a little bit this week about what you remember about the last photograph you took. And if you're thinking back on that photograph, whether it be 5 minutes ago or 5 hours ago, 5 days, 5 months, maybe a year ago, who knows, whenever you took your last photograph. And when you think back to that photograph, when you're thinking about that photograph, now how do you imagine that photograph being? How do you feel about that photograph? How do you feel about that photographic experience? Because one of the things that I think is so interesting about how we sometimes approach our photography is it comes with these sort of demented, twisted, lofty expectations that come from somewhere. I think they're, you know, external pressures, beliefs that photographs need to be something important. They need to be grand. They need to make a difference, that we need to make a difference. And, you know, at the core, I think of the creative spot of photography. Now, there is definitely a edge of photography that is not necessarily on the creative side. It is something else. It's, you know, got a commercial slant to it. It's got a different purpose. But that photograph and that photography that is, you know, created is something that you're interested in, something you're passionate about, something that drives you. When we think about those photographs, what is it about that photograph that becomes interesting? What is it that becomes specific and important to you? Because I think one of the things that can happen to us is we can get on that treadmill. We can get in this little rat race about the creation of the photograph, the meaning of the photograph, the why of the photograph, the what's going to happen with the photograph, who's going to like the photograph, who's going to appreciate the photograph, how am I going to post it to social media? We come up with all these scenarios about what this photograph is and is not. And, you know, at the core, I think we engage in a creative act. We engage in a process of learning when we're creative. It's an attempt to express something. It's an attempt to learn something. It's an attempt to process something. So there's a lot of things that go into this creative act. And photography, in a lot of ways, is that creative act. And even if you're doing, you know, wedding photography, commercial photography, fashion photography, there's a lot of creativity in there and how you see and approach and what you put as your own artistic style, artistic persona into that image. And when we look back at those photographs that we somehow don't connect with, that last time we went out to photograph where it just didn't feel right, you know, I often wonder if that is based on the expectation we place on the experience. And if we are really, you know, at our core, remembering what is important about the work. And, you know, art is created to help us, not us as a group, but me as an individual, understand something that I'm processing, understanding something that I'm struggling with, that I'm seeing, that I'm responding to. And I'm attempting to find meaning in that. I'm attempting to discover what is that about, learn something more about it, you know, scratch a curiosity itch. You know, I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to become different than I was yesterday. I'm trying to process things that I understand or don't understand. And how do they fit together? You know, I'm trying to understand, how do I fit in the world? And that's one of the things that the creative process does, is it explores those themes. And even if we don't actively sit down and think about, well, how is this helping me understand my childhood or whatever you're processing through your photography, we still look to understand the world through the lens. We understand our place in the world through the lens. And I think it's really easy to forget that. I think it's easy to forget that the art we create, the creative things we create are about, you know, they're a selfish act in some ways. They're about us trying to understand who we are. And we get that insight from that experience, and we get a deeper meaning through that experience. And that's why some photographs that maybe in the grand scheme of things aren't the best photographs are the most important photographs, because they're insightful to helping us understand something. And it might be a relationship to a family member. It might be a relationship to a pet or the environment or, you know, some social cause. You know, it could be something bigger, but at the core, it's about us understanding that. And I think if we do our true experience. We truly find the things that are core to us. There's a lot of things within humanity that are core that all of us experience and feel. We experience fear and we experience love and we experience frustration. We experience hope. All of those different things that we experience, those feelings that are our feelings, that are unique to me in my experience, when I make photography and when I make creative things and choose to turn them into tangible objects to be consumed by somebody else, it's a willingness to share in that experience. It's a willingness to say that I believe that there is something greater than myself, but it is through the exploration of self that I'm discovering that. And when we start to think about how photography can be shifted and we start to think about how do people approach this photography differently, I think we end up in a creative space that's different. And the phrase I've heard over and over again is I hear people talking about like, I got to go out and make some photographs. I got to feed the beast, or I haven't posted in a while, or I haven't made a good photograph in a while. I need to go out and do that so I can show other people what I'm doing. And while I get that desire to have that feedback and that community and that sharing, and particularly, in a time where we don't get to necessarily have the same kind of community gatherings we used to have, sharing online is a significant aspect of how we approach our photography. But when we think about with the reason we go out to photograph, if we're going out to feed an engine, we're going out to basically just say, I'm putting gasoline in a tank so I can drive farther. Is that really going to create the right headspace for us to create the most important photographs? And I believe this is true no matter what kind of photography you do. If you're a wildlife photographer and you're passionate about wildlife, that is your connection to that experience, that process of what you see in the natural world, how you think about animals, how you think about animals in their environment, and why you photograph is that connection to that. And from that, there may be grand stories about endangered species and protected habitats and restoration of habitats. There could be all sorts of amazing stories in there. But again, it's driven out of that curiosity that you have to understand why you have that relationship. And you may realize, well, it was, my family was always that way. It was the books I was interested in. But I think a lot of us have interest that maybe even outside what our family and how we were raised. It's something that, through that nature-nurture conversation, something ticked in us that became important. We had an event in our lives that was different than other family members or different than our friends that pushed us in a unique and different way. And, not all photography is necessarily about the creative piece. A lot of the photography I appreciate are things that I'm curious about, but don't have the understanding or the patience to actually want to go learn about. But I can experience that world through those photographs. And again, the photographs that are interesting, the photographs that are, you connect with are the ones where somebody has that same passion. And I've been, like I said at the beginning, thinking a lot about where does that resonate? Where does that come from in the photograph? And again, I think it comes from that selfish place of trying to understand how we fit. How do we communicate? How do we share what is valuable to us? What is meaningful to us? What struggles do we have? What is difficult for us? And we attempt to find language around that to communicate that so that we can then build dialogue so that we can all shift and grow together. We can all understand a perspective that may not be our own because it's born out of the self. And, I love going on photography walks and photography workshops because, there's a sense of community there and there's a sense of involvement there. And I love sharing the images and I love teaching in a community aspect. I think that's really great to have a group of people together to have those conversations. But again, I think the photographs, when they're created, that moment of clicking is the individual moment of the click. And there's that tension between those I've always found kind of interesting because, the notion of self and bigger than self, I think, is important. And I think when the photographs are interesting and when they're kind of magical and when they resonate with a lot of people, we've touched on something within ourselves that is bigger than who we are as an individual. It's bigger than who we are as a person making the photograph. And it's not that we're small and it's not that the photograph, is small or is anything different than just a photograph. But we've tapped into something that is in that universal aspect of why art resonates with people, why so many people can look at paintings and photographs and sculptures and be moved by them or imagine things or see them, is because they touch on something in that universal thread that crosses all of us. And I think when we create, we sort of have to remember that the thing we're exploring is what is unique to us. And we have to have faith and we have to have belief that it is also important to other people. And when we then refine our craft and we refine our skills and we refine our messaging and our story, and we start to make the photographs that we always imagined we could make, they're born out of this self-exploration. They're born out of this learning that we do every day about who we are. And I think, to me, it's when those things start to gel together is when we start to get really interesting stories and narratives in photography. We start to realize that there is this universalness to all of us born out of, you know, a connectedness that we may or may not understand. And then we're starting to get pieces of that puzzle to pull together. And it's why photographs of trees, photographs of plants, photographs of people, photographs of buildings can all pull together and become visually interesting and become important, because those things are important. And those way people see and experience those is important. And so as you look back at your own experience of your photograph, going back to that first kind of question at the start of the podcast, what is it that you imagined those photographs being about? What was your headspace when you took those photographs? Were you able to think back about what was it that you were attempting to discover, learn, grow, share that is within you? And what was it about that you thought was so interesting? Because I think when we look at our photographs, if we can start to understand some of those questions, we can start to develop more meaningful answers to some of the photographs we're taking. We can start to get a separation between, you know, one group of photographs and another group of photographs. And I think the beauty of thinking about that and approaching that way is sometimes we take photographs of things because we just think they're cool or they're fun or they're interesting or you like the color purple. And knowing that about yourself, knowing that, you know, part of what you realize is that when you discover the world that you're drawn to purple things because you think purple is a beautiful color, that's important. And I think it's worth celebrating. It's worth acknowledging how cool that is, that you have that insight into yourself that you're then willing to share. And so there's an interesting opportunity, I think, to think back about where are those edges. And at the same time, if you're looking back and you're feeling like, God, these, you know, I'm just not really connecting with my photography. I'm not connecting with my work. I'm not connecting with, you know, the photographs I'm looking at in my catalog. Think back to what is it about those photographs that you imagine them being from a thing you're trying to discover about yourself. Again, not how you're changing the world, but how you're exploring yourself through your camera lens. The experience the universe is going to have is when you have those meaningful photographs created and people connect to that common thread that pulls through everything. But until then, I think there's an opportunity for you to look back at your own work and see, like, wow, you know, I connected with this because it's helping me understand this, whatever this is. So I think it's a really interesting chance for you to recognize that even when you're sometimes disconnected, what you're not disconnected from is not necessarily the photography, but you're disconnected from the understanding in yourself about why those photographs are important. So there might be a chance to think about that while you look at the images. And hopefully that'll give you an insight that you maybe hadn't had before about your own work and how to share your work and how to process your work and what your work means to you. I hope you have a great week behind the camera, and that you get a chance to get out there and do something fun and creative. Don't forget, if you are listening to the podcast, a review or a rating up there on any one of the platforms you're listening helps other people discover the podcast. I really do appreciate you listening, whether it's your first time or you've listened to all the podcast. Thanks so much for being a listener. Really does just give me little warm fuzzies everywhere to know that you're out there listening. So thank you so much for doing that. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.